You're down challenge. Okay. But instead of your fingers, use your toes.
Why do I hate that face so much?
Anyways, put a finger down if you have a foot fetish.
Ooh.
Yeah! How NBA YoungBoy fans drink water.
The bottle or something, my guy. It's just, what are you doing?
How am I supposed to spit this out?
It's stuck in his.
Don't try to record a podcast because like they're actually really spicy.
Yeah, we can see in your eyes.
Sting me.
Nope.
Oh, you scared me, Alan.
What? You thought you were getting
No, I heard the Discord thing and I was like, I don't even have Discord open.
That's funny. Yeah, I alt tabbed like really.
Got your way.
Dude, put the dude sound effect, ready?
You're listening to 69.9 with Biggie and the Bird. And today we're joined by our special guest, Rasputin.
And you can call me Reggie, buddy. No need for the formalities.
Hey, Bird, what's your favorite album of the year?
Well, this year, I really like 21's Pilots EP. How about you, Reggie?
Bird, you can call me Rasputin. I don't like it. But my favorite album of this year is Travis Scott. And my favorite song is Sycamore.
Well, you're in luck because we are listening to some Travis Scott today, and we're going to be playing some Apple Pie.
Oh my goodness, buddy! This is going on, buddy.
69.9. Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Year!
Oh my gosh!
Happy New Year.
2020 took way too long.
Goodness, way too long.
Took a bullet for 2020.
Straight up.
My God. All
right, Gilbert, we'll go down the line. Gilbert, what was your favorite part of 2020? Favorite part first.
My like personally, or yeah, like your, just your favorite part in general.
Your favorite part personally.
General. Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
Well, my favorite part was probably be just getting like more. How would you say, being more in touch with, like, other people and everybody?
I get you.
Because, like, you know how the whole shutdown, we got...
First, the stay in sock.
Yeah, we're inside. Now we have to socialize.
Me too.
And I'm not good at socializing.
You're better than majority of any shy people.
Do you want to be a baddie? Or...
I don't
Today
know
I'm
why,
gonna show but... you how to be a baddie.
Please stop. Please. Dude, I can hear you shaking your microphone. I think
the repetitive gestures.
The thing is, I heard the in my ear.
That's funny. How about you, Christian? What was your favorite part of 2020?
I shouldn't be eating during the podcast.
It's fine.
Oh, this chip's really good. My favorite moment of 2020 has had to be like us starting this podcast, because it's just given me something to do. It just makes this experience it's just made 2020 a whole lot better just to have something like to do, and like especially like us forming and us spending like 35 minutes on one bit that we couldn't execute properly but all the time laughing, having a great time. And I just think that's like the best part of like 2020 is just like that.
I get you.
For sure.
My fart.
What my fart. Know? My part of, my favorite part of 2020
was the pandemic.
Update. No message yet.
No, but honestly, it was probably, I think we all peaked in January for the year. Honestly, January, yeah. February, and March, all the way to the 13th, really was the like
golden
my
hours. Oh, wait, golden months.
But honestly, they were like, I was like, school was just a breeze at that point. So I was like, damn. And then even when we shot down, I was like, all right, you get used to like not getting all the like the graduation and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, eh, I got 4 more years to live another thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
With a bigger degree that'll actually make me more money. Or will it? We'll see on the next segment.
My next segment of life. Will I continue with
that's not what I meant at all. I meant like the next segment.
You meant
segment
the next segment of the podcast, like the debates?
Nah.
Alright, but yeah. Honestly, it was like, you live and learn this year. So yeah. I think most of it, the pandemic really brought us closer to family and stuff like that. So
yeah, for sure.
Alright, yeah. Least favorite thing for both of you?
Gilbert, go first.
Say, I have a list.
You know, the depression.
GGs.
Yeah, I think we all really took a mental toll this whole entire pandemic. Some more than others. I discovered this crazy new tool.
Don't say it. All right, Christian, what's your what's your least
Is
favorite?
It called the wrench.
It's got a blade. I mean, a razor. You know, I like your cuts, Jesus.
All right, Christian.
My least favorite part. Not saying goodbye to everybody. Because like typically every single year with the scene, can you not in the middle of my segment? I have the spotlight, and you over here swaying my feet. No, but I've like. I could probably could see your feet, and it's like really bothering
me. Gilbert, so Gilbert, you look like you're getting grinded on. I'm not gonna lie. You look like you're moving forward a little bit. Like, you're taking it right now.
You just
hold on. Oh, my boyfriend's here.
You bet your sweet bippy, I did.
You bet your sweet bippy. Okay, right, man.
Sorry, no, but Christian. every single year I've been able to like say like goodbye to seniors and like say my final goodbye, so it doesn't hurt as much like when they leave and like I don't see them again. But this year, especially with the class I grew up with, like the closest to, it's just really sad, and it like hurts a lot when like you have to say goodbye to like people that you spent like 3 years like marching and playing with and growing up with, and then all of a sudden they're just gone. And there's no goodbyes, there's no nothing. And it's like, this kind of sucks. But yeah, that's like one of my worst parts of 2020.
How about you?
I think both of you guys made pretty damn great ass points. I think most of it was a mental toll. As little as it was for some people, it was pretty great for others. And you know, at the end of the day, it always affected us. And even if we had family and stuff like that, a lot of people don't get that privilege of having parents that support them fully, or some individual that always bothers them for some reason that they are, when they have no control over some feeling or some emotion and stuff like that. So I think that was like the worst part, just seeing other people that are suffering out of their own control, and definitely not being able to just go out with a bang type of thing on my senior year. That sucked at first, but then you just realize that life moves on type of thing. It's just the adventure.
Yeah.
But Other than that, I really. It's the worst part of the. I think the worst part of the year was the ignorance of people, mostly. Because we had a lot to do, and people were panicking, and toilet paper was gone, and then just a lot of freaking out.
Everyone taking some massive ass shits, bro.
A lot of freaking out and not enough doing something about it type of thing. And then all of a sudden, when June hit, everyone forgot that the pandemic started. So now it's like, oh, there's no more pandemic because we're tired of it. So it brought a lot of just like frustration towards me.
And it wasn't only that. There was like a lot of things that happened this year that could have like been handled better, or like been handled in a way that was that would have like sparked something like a little less like, like chaotic. Per se, so like along with like the pandemic, like all of the things that happened this year, especially with like the BLM movement, stuff like that, a lot of it was just people being like uneducated, people being ignorant, and like people with COVID, like assuming that like, oh, we don't need masks, or it's nothing like worse than like a swine flu or something like that. And like even so, it's a pandemic nonetheless, you know? So yeah, I think like the ignorance was definitely one of like the worst parts, because like you have to watch the world go by, and there's no way for you personally to like educate everyone at the same time. And even if you could, it's not as if people would listen to you. So
Gilbert just put in the chat, hashtag mask off 2021. Future know what he was doing.
Your mask off.
Yeah. Let me hold. That's 2020, guys. March through December 31st. We've been supposed to be locked down. There's not that much that happened this year at all. We did get a chance to go to Disneyland in February.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird to think that we were surrounded by people at that time. And you like you see videos and pictures like stuff like that, and you're like,
yeah,
how are we even close?
It's so weird, huh?
I saw someone with they posted a picture on campus, and it was like during break, so that everyone was outside. And oh my goodness, I forget how many heads you would see on a daily basis and so closely. So it was like, what?
And it was insane, because the, like that's like what, like 3,000 to 5,000, 3,000 students.
Yeah, we're 3,300 around, or we were.
Yeah.
3,300.
And to imagine that we thought that that was normal, and like the, just like the parameters that we were in, was just so like, it was just a normal for so many years. And then like COVID happened, and now we're supposed to stay 6 feet apart. We can't even go to school, and it's like, it's crazy. And you see like videos with like people like in public like without using masks and talking to each other and stuff like that, and I'm just like, it's surreal. It's kind of like weird to look at. Yeah. And so I think like the whole like mask thing was just has just become a normal for us. So when we like finally like go masks off, and finally go back to normal, it's just gonna be such like, it's gonna be so weird. People are just gonna pack up their masks and just like never use them again.
But we'll see how the world progresses, honestly.
Yeah.
We've been surprised this year by a lot of political stances and stuff like that. And I'm sure 2021 will be crazy, but hopefully we have some type of solution to help us, at least starting with the pandemic, and eventually just, you know, help us achieve that world peace that we all crave for.
I got a question.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on the vaccine?
Vaccine. Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead, Alan.
Well, at first, well, for all the people thinking that it's like, they only developed it in a year. Okay.
Really?
Did you guys hear my breath? Yeah.
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 That's all I gotta say, because honestly, if you didn't know COVID, if you didn't do your research, if you didn't study, and you didn't know that COVID was a thing before 2019. Yeah. Wake up call. You should do some research. But yeah, honestly, right now, of course, researchers were like forced to do it faster, like twice as fast, because simply because like, you know, oh dude, SARS and MERS are like super, they're something we can do over 30 years. And all of a sudden, like 8 years later, that Mars was founded, or Mars, SARS was founded SARS. And MERS was founded. They're like, oh shoot, there's a new one called COVID. Like, we have to find this one. So yeah, eventually they rushed it. It's not like Cyberpunk though. It's a good vaccine. No. All right. Bless you.
Thank you.
Come on, bless you. But yeah, honestly, it's, I'm guessing, of course, like all of us, we're going to see trials in front of us. And they listed out like people that are getting it first, like doctors and stuff like that. And then eventually population by April, they said. But, you know, we're going to see the trials ahead of us anyway. So I don't think we have to worry about anything at all. Especially with like the new strand, they said it deals with the same thing. It's the same antibiotics and stuff like that. So it's like, we should be okay for now. But of course, as we say that, the world can say something else, as we've seen in 2020. How about you, Christian? Yeah.
No, I just think like the vaccine as a whole, I think it's like a really, it's a really good thing for us. There are some vaccines that use like things that for me are like ethically immoral, or morally immoral, sorry. I just same like thing. Overall, like, yeah. Well, yeah.
Same sure. difference.
Yeah. No, but overall, I just think like it's a good vaccine. And although there are side effects, it lasts no more than like 3 days. It's a side effect. It's not gonna be permanent. It's not gonna kill you. And even then, like, modern medicine has come like such a long way, and it'll continue to go a long way. Like, the vaccine will just continue to get better. It'll become more effective. And like, honestly, like right now, it's just a matter of trial and error and going back to the drawing board, coming back until we eventually just get like a vaccine that's just really good. And like, that'll hit the populace, and then, you know, we can go back to normal. And it's insane that in like a little more than a year, we can go back to normal. And like in like for time for people, they're just like, oh, we have to like wait another like 6 months. And it's like, yeah, but imagine like this, the,
complete what was it? Normalness.
The Spanish flu. It took like 5 years to develop a vaccine.
3 to 5, yeah.
Yeah. And like, we're getting, you know, that was a pandemic. That was a worldwide pandemic. And now we're over here like getting a vaccine with like within a little less than like, what, 6 months? 8 months?
9 months. No, started, well, people started researching since November, because it's China. Mm-hmm. And then March was when the United States went full down, shut down, so probably since then.
Yeah, so it's pretty insane to see how far modern medicine has come and how far it will continue to go. But I just think like the vaccine is just a really good thing that will just take us back to a new normal, and it'll be nothing less than, you know, like, oh, I got COVID, no, I just go to the doctor's office really fast, you know,
the flu type of thing again.
Yeah. And it's gonna be treated the same way as a flu eventually when this pandemic has ended, you know. And that just makes me like really happy, because then, you know, everything will go back by fall 2021. Fingers crossed, and hopefully, God willing, you know.
But obviously.
Yeah. What about you, Gilbert? What are your thoughts?
What about you?
Well, my thoughts on this whole vaccine.
This cold vaccine.
Dude, I don't trust this vaccine at all. I'm basically, if I'm given the opportunity, I will pass, because I want to see what this thing is doing to other people before it comes into my body.
Yeah, obviously. Like I said, I think they released the thing now. They said by April you should have it like, to you. But you'll see like doctors and everything, like a bunch of people.
I don't even think they put out a list of the side effects. They have?
You have to research it.
Have they?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. You have
to thoroughly research.
So, and I'm pretty sure there'll probably be more effects to it.
As you see to the person.
Yeah.
Obviously. To the populace.
It also depends on the person. Because, I don't know. But that whole thing, I don't know. And the thing that Christian said, that everything's going to go back to normal, I don't think that there's going to be a normal. We're not going to go back. We're never going to go back to what it was. it's gonna be brand new. It's gonna be a totally different thing. I still don't think of the whole process of it being back to normal.
So it's like the it's like after normal. Yeah, like a new normal, sort of like how like after like the Spanish flu there was a new normal type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But
eventually,
gotcha.
Like, of course, in like it all 10, kind 15 of years, rounds back. It'll smooth out, obviously.
Yeah.
But
of course, it's gonna be like the new flu type of thing. You know how the flu now, you get a flu shot and you'll be fine. I think as we do more research over the time, you'll see that it's less lethal and stuff like that. So, we'll see. Crazy thing, I saw that China was doing some sketchy stuff over this week.
Sounds like China.
What's it called? They stopped any researcher that tried to find out where the origin of COVID-19 came from.
Yep.
That's and China. Created a lot of theories that it was from outside of China. And that's the only story they can give, or they want to give. So yeah. Next time you think of going to Beijing, keep in mind that the media controls everyone. Well, not even China. The whole world controls.
I want to go to Beijing and have some bats too.
Yummy, that's delicious.
Honestly, I'd probably eat a bat. Just try it.
You know? I kind of want to. Gotta test your stuff before you take it, type of thing. You know. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's 2020, guys. For brand new year. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? Do you guys believe in
them? No, don't believe in them.
Christian?
I'm. Nope. Well, now I'm afraid to even say anything.
No, it's fine. I mean,
like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. I know.
No. We don't judge around here.
I'm not going to criticize you.
We're not Judge Judy around here.
We're not judging like Judge Judy around here. You're not Judy judging like Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, Judge Court.
Judge Judy's an actor. She's not really a judge.
I know.
She is a judge, though. She has her credentials, but she has her credentials and everything else is fake. Yeah.
All right, go on, Christian. Sorry. Wait, shut up. Shut up.
In a professional courtroom.
New Year's resolution. I think just overall,
I thought I just glitched through a second of life.
I'm scared.
I honestly just feared my life right now. I thought.
Wait, what happened?
You glitched. You glitched like a second. And I thought I skipped a second of life right now.
I'm so sorry.
All I see on my screen is me and Alan go.
I was like, did I miss something?
I'm sorry. My internet's.
I thought I was dreaming.
My internet's garbage right now. I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right, go on. Sorry.
My New Year's resolutions. Just, I guess, be a nicer person. Because overall,
I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you.
This, okay. No, because, like, throughout life, like, I've just been, like, I'm, like, not a great person. And, like...
Not you, Christian. I'm flipping out Gilbert. I promise.
Okay. Because I just see you and Gilbert going...
Go on. Sorry. Nicer person, yeah.
Oh, I thought he's flipping you off.
He's like...
No. No, but just, like, be a nicer person. Like, use those profanity. That's kind of, like, my whole New Year's resolution. I try not to, I'm doing it now, but, like, I try to, like, kind of, like, solidify on that whole thing. You guys are, like, the two students in the back of the teacher's classroom who doesn't let the teacher... You guys are just like...
It's just like... Hold on. What are you guys doing back there?
Dude, that was so perfect.
I have that video. I hope I have that video. I think I have the whole video. I'm probably gonna post it.
I remember that. Christian says, "What are you guys doing?" We both put our candles up, bro.
That's great. I think I want to make a TikTok just for that. Stuff like that. Huh? I just want to make a TikTok for stuff like that. Get more AMP audience like that. Yeah.
AMP TikTok.
I'll manage it. Alright, yeah. Alright, Gilbert, the one that goes on once a year.
What about you, Alan? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions? Not really. I just have, like, something I plan on doing, like, by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely just want to just stay on myself type of thing. Keep my motivation going, especially now that we're like stuck online for another semester. It's definitely like a plan. And yeah. We'll see what happens in 6 months, 7 months with my life, if I get accepted or not. And well, it'll totally change my goals after that. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only hope. What is going on?
Can you hear me? Like,
yes, I heard you. But
Alan, I bet you were ready for that one.
I'm wiping off the spit you just put in my ear.
Just like,
or maybe some ASMR. No. Spank them all.
I swear he's talking into his like.
he's speaking in tongues.
Oh wait, I was gonna do something that's just racist.
Use a shock mountain microphone.
Cooper, can you stop slurping right now? All right, but yeah, are we done with 2020? Like, are we gonna stop talking about it, or do you guys want to talk about something else about 2020?
No, I'm done.
Done. So you gotta just.
Yeah, I'm done with 2020. I'm gone.
So we have one segment for this brand new podcast in the new year. We're gonna debate. So we're gonna have three matchups today, with one of us being a moderator. We're gonna have like what, 2 minutes to talk our point, and then against someone talks against, and we have a minute to rebuttal and stuff like that. Sound good, guys?
Yeah.
And then whoever the moderator is gets to choose who is right and wrong.
Diversity.
Even though it should have been backwards. No, Christian.
Because white is right.
I hate you. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Gilbert, Christian, do you guys want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Oh, wait, that's a little offensive. Why is the white one on top of the black one? Suffocating the black one.
The white one doesn't have an aux port.
Oh, so it's more special than the black one.
Oh, damn. You had to connect it. You can't connect it with the black cord.
Because remember, you can't have equality.
Well, justice is what I'm looking for, but yeah, okay. All right, so Gilbert Christian.
It's a black box.
It's
containers, black.
Okay.
But it's plastic.
Just like all of us.
This is made of plastic.
All right, guys, ready? 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 Gilbert, heads or tails?
Heads.
Hey Siri.
I was gonna say seven.
Hey Siri, flip a coin.
It's tails.
It's heads.
Oh my god, I won!
All right, so Gilbert, you are against that the Earth is flat. Christian, you're for.
I'm against the Earth is flat, so I'm.
So you think the Earth is round? Christian thinks the Earth is flat.
All right.
Let's go.
Gilbert
Bond, he'll go first.
Wait, I won't sign it.
You just talk for 2 minutes.
If I'm the argument, then shouldn't he go first?
True, you're right. My bad, G. But you're not. Whatever you do, don't argue against his point. Just argue your side. You know.
Okay. Wait.
You're not going to argue against his points. You're going to bring up new points.
My points.
Yeah. And then after that, you guys will talk about each other's points. Sound good?
So I just say, like, this is why I think the world is round.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Christian.
Improv.
The floor is yours.
I really think the
world is flat. Why is the Earth is flat?
So I, for one, know that the Earth is flat. Do you know why? Because for one, when you look at the horizon, it's not curved, but it is flat, like a straight line. And especially since we live in the valley, which is supposed to be in a bowl shape, I do not see a horizon that is round or even inverted. Okay, and on top of that, okay, the clouds move in a straight pattern, not a curved pattern. Okay, and I believe that when we are rotating around the sun, even though the sun is a circle, we are a disc that is rotating around, sort of like a frisbee, right? so it cuts through space, making us even faster than other planets such as Jupiter, that take like, I don't know, like 10 years to make a full rotation. Like, who knows, bro? Time is relative, Einstein. So just like time is relative, mass is relative as well. So we have the Earth flat, right? Like a flat saucer, and it curves around. I'm gonna go Neil deGrasse Tyson on this. So it curves around the sun, right? And it goes like a frisbee. It's cutting through space and time, making our time relevant, making our time the only relevant time that actually needs to be. Along with a flat horizon, if you look out right now, you won't see a horizon, but in the morning when the sun is rising, you'll see it. It is a flat sun. Not a flat sun. It is a flat horizon. And when you're driving, Alan, let me ask you.
No, you can't ask me anything, please. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask myself. Do you feel like you're driving on a sphere? No.
Drifting through the wind.
If gravity was pulling me in, I would be feel like I'd be falling off of the sphere, not planted still. So gravity is pulling me down onto a flat surface, which is the Earth. That is my argument.
Nice. Okay, Gilbert, make your points.
Alright, so this is why I think the world is round. Okay. Just to stay back to a point where I've heard today that somebody told me that if you look upon a horizon, it does not curve. But study does show if you are on top of a mountain and the sky is clear and you look, there's an actual curvature in the world. And when the sun, how would you explain when the sun goes down, it goes to another side of the world? If the sun was flat, if the world was flat, then it would go to the opposite side of the world. That doesn't explain. It doesn't explain how we're losing sun here, and other places are getting sunlight. And then again, here's another point: a researcher did show that he was a flat earther, and he did his research developing on how the light of the sun curves through something and it makes a curvature with the light.
I know exactly what video this is.
And he did end up proving himself wrong. I mean, he was now converted over to a round earther.
He converted to Christianity.
It's a cult. The Earth is very round because if you've looked at the pictures from the space shuttle in the outer space, I don't know what it's called, but when we sent astronauts up the International Space Station up in the space, we've seen actual pictures of a curvature around the Earth. They may not be very far out, but and we have a telescope out that has taken photos of Earth and other planets proving that we are all round. I know there would be an argument about the pictures from the moon landing stating that the world was flat and at a different angle, but it is not. It is actually round. And I also believe that the moon landing was fake. So that's the end of my debate.
Yeah, we'll keep that out. Christian, do you have any points against Gilbert?
He's an idiot.
So, going back to what Gilbert said about how how one side of the Earth gets sunlight and the other side gets sunlight when the sun goes down on our side. There's two sides of the saucer. So the top side gets sunlight. And then when the sun and when
objection
the, and then when the sun, hold on, this is my time. So then the Earth, which is flat, then moves to the other side so that the sun can hit that side and we get and that side gets sunlight.
Well, okay. here's where you're wrong. Time's up. Here's where you're wrong.
And then hold on. So going back also to the to the pictures taken from the International Space Station, the ISS. So those are only from one point of view, meaning that the Earth could be seen from a flat view, from that point. And then also going back to what you were saying about how you stand on top of a mountain and there's a curvature. How do you know that that's not the sun bending the rays to the ozone layer, bending like sunlight rays in order to trick you? Because mirages are very common. I'm sure you're on a hot road and there's like that little wavy stuff and you see it look like there's water, right? So how do you know that the sun going through the ozone layer can't do that to your eyes and you think that the Earth is round when in reality it's flat?
Gilbert, do you have any points against Christian?
Yes, I do. Okay, so in the beginning, you did state how there's two sides to the flat Earth.
Flout.
Yeah. So say this well, Earth, one side.
At the beginning, the other side. That's not how you explained it. And how you're stating it right now, you're stating it as it's flipping, as a, it's in a coin. It's flipping as like a coin.
But a coin and is flat.
But the way you're explaining it is that it's flipping this way like that. That's why the sunlight wouldn't reach both sides of the flat Earth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the way you explained it in the very beginning is that it's moving in a frisbee motion.
Oh, I apologize. So
No. Your points are wrong. Your points are wrong.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
I apologize. Okay, sure.
Meaning that no sunlight would be reaching the bottom. That does not explain how the sunlight goes bye-bye at nighttime when I'm... and it would have to move in a form if it was round as like
if
this isn't round. stating that it's round, it would move like it, because the Earth is not straight like this, it's at an angle.
It's kind of gay.
Stating that it would it hits every
Earth is gay.
It hits every point. Just some points don't get as much or get too much sunlight and some points don't get as much sunlight. So that would explain that it's round because of the way the sun is hitting the Earth. And going back to the point where the horizon is, it wouldn't be a mirage. And the things you see in the road, those are heat waves. And they're not, is my time up? Almost?
Wrap it up.
Okay. Okay. This is why you're wrong and I'm right.
Okay.
Well,
gentlemen. Through thorough discussions, Christian made some good points, including that the Earth can be a frisbee, or not, we'll see. That is one contradicting fact that may have swayed me one side to the other, simply that he stated that it was a frisbee, and that we rotated this way. Which is a little too impossible to think about, because only one side we get the sunlight, as he would say, as a frisbee. So, through the deciding factors, although Christian's points were spectacular, I like the heat wave argument.
He's like that one.
Get the mirage argument. Then. Gilbert, you made that contradicting point really, really well.
You really brought it home.
You busted through the theory. I love that you brought up the flat Earth theory. The guy in the video.
Yeah,
that's the best video on.
I was like, I watched the whole video, and he really proved himself. He's like, oh, wrong.
Oh, and there were like 20-mile radius.
The funniest thing, he was just like, I'm wrong.
And then the documentary just ended like, he's like, to finally prove that the Earth is flat. All right, but yeah, unfortunately, Christian, I don't think you got this one simply because of that contradicting fact.
You're wrong.
Gilbert, you take that first debate. All right, so,
I tried, dude. If I didn't make that one contradiction,
dude, that was the one Gilbert caught you off guard.
The one thing, yeah.
Yeah, aww, it's because he changed his story, so.
Yeah. No, if I was, oh man, why did I say? Because what I meant, like a frisbee motion, is that it went around the sun like a frisbee. No, but like.
You shouldn't have said frisbee.
You shouldn't have said frisbee. That's the word.
Yeah.
Right. You should have started off with a coin or something, or in a flipping motion, basically. Yeah. I probably could have won if I went on the other side, if I really think
honestly,
about it.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, on both sides, I think that's how I flipped you guys.
Because I know Gilbert would have been like, ah, I'm flat earther. And Christian is really like round. I think he would have hit the facts.
I was like, I can get some pretty good.
Yeah. But, all right, Gilbert, I just texted you what the next one is.
I'm going to add graduation music.
When Christian was arguing this point, I just want to add graduation music. Like, I'm going to go Neil deGrasse on you.
That's yours for me and Chris. All right. Today's question is, do you need a college degree to get a good job? Let's go, Christian. Heads or tails?
Go tails.
All right, give me a second, guys. Just flip a coin. Okay, and it's heads.
Wait, what did Christian call?
Oh, he got tails.
So, okay.
That means I'm supporting it or I'm defending it?
No. I go first. Oh, wait, no. He gets to choose what I do.
Oh.
Wait. Let me go.
He just needs...
Alan, you are four. You need a college degree? Getting a college?
Okay.
And you are against Christian.
Okay.
Because I know damn well.
I think I can make it work.
I know damn well Alan can really fucking do it on the fucking other one.
And then Christian's against. Okay, so who's going first?
Alan, heads or tails?
Well, I won the last one.
Okay. Yeah, I get to pick what yours was.
Okay. Tails.
Heads or tails generated. Flip a coin. It's tails. Damn, you go first.
Okay, thank you. Nah. Stand up and everything. Well, Your Honor, good evening. Get some water.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Christian. I'm kind of nervous.
He's shakiness in his voice.
He's like,
all right, Alan, you can begin in 3, 2, 1.
Well, you do need a college degree to get a great good job. Honestly, you see a lot of entrepreneurs and stuff like that took it easy, but at the same time, you only get a lucky chance at the same chance that you get it. And not a lot of people get that chance to get the opportunity to get that slim, tiny chance to become the richest person on earth by just gaining information from outside of school. So that's why getting a college degree is always to create a better job for yourself. Like, as you see, doctors are living the dream, even though they might be stuck, depending on the doctor, obviously. Like, a physician stays 8 hours a day, all 6-7 days a week, while like a surgeon can be like once a week, 20 hours and stuff like that. It just depends, but obviously they're winning that big money because of the big education that they got through. Another example is lawyers. Like, if you think about it, they have to spend their bachelor's, they don't study anything unless you're like a crim or like a pre-law major. You don't study what you wanted to do until the last 3 years, the 3 years of law school, or 4 years, depending on you. And obviously that's like the toughest part. But you see great instances where you get larger amounts of money as you become more popular within your own community, or as you move out and stuff like that and make yourself more visible, creating that perfect like market between client and worker, where you just create that bond and make more money depending on your client. Another point I can make is that whenever you don't get a college degree and stuff like that, you tend to give up halfway step of thing. So let's say if you just finish right after high school, you have the aspirations to just begin your own business. A lot of people don't have that motivation that school would bring, as if when we were growing up and stuff like that, and don't have that same mentors that that have been building us up. When you're attending a college and stuff like that, you always have someone to talk to, and you're always having someone to speak your mind to, and how you can always build up. And on the last point, this same thing with business and stuff like that,
I think one big thing is that you have connections when you're in college. When it's outside of college and stuff like that, you don't get the same connections as you would as if you were getting a, and you wouldn't pursuing a degree. So at the same time, when you see someone pursuing a degree, you can see business partners in the future, or lawyers that are working together and stuff like that. So obviously, when you get a good, when you need a good job, and one of your colleagues or one of your ex classmates has a job, you can always ask them, like, "Hey, yo, I got a degree that same year you did, so hook me up with a job, and you'll get a good job." So yeah, education does last far. And of course, if you want a great job, such as a doctor, a lawyer, businessman, and other entrepreneur spots and stuff like that, it's always smarter to get your college degree, at least in something. That'll make you more professional and more and an alliance with the world type of thing.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Christian, would you like to state your case?
Okay. So... my whole thing, right? So, hey, Your Honor. So going to my first point. Okay. So, going to my first point. You don't necessarily have to start a business in order to make big money. That's a common misconception that people have. People are like, "Oh yeah, well, the only reason why, you know, businessmen are out there is because they got lucky or something like that." Well, that's why loans exist, because banks want you to make money. And that's why they give you loans and credit. That's why credit cards exist. That's why you can get them at 18. So you can build your credit with small kinds of stuff, eventually get approved for a loan, and then you can start your business from that. But again, you don't have to start a business. You can do even small stuff. Not necessarily small stuff, but you can do things that are outside of business. For example, I work construction under a guy who flips houses for a living. The dude makes like six figures in as little as 6 months and doubles his profit margin almost every single time. And like he buys a house for like 1 million, flips it for like 6 million. So he makes his money there. And so you don't necessarily have to start a business. You just kind of have to be street smart and understand like the ins and outs of financial systems, such as the IRS and such as like banks and loans and stuff like that. Understand where you can sort of like break even with interest rates, where you can even get no interest rates, and like so on and so forth. Just keep continuing on with that. On top of that, another point that Alan made, he said that lawyers and like surgeons, although they do, yeah, work like one or two days a week, there are businessmen out there who, are you good, Alan? Sorry, I got thrown off. You okay?
Sorry.
There are businessmen out there who work like literally no days a week and get passive income. And you can just get passive income. It's such as like managing properties and stuff like that. You can hire people to do that. That's what business administration is for. You hire people to do your job for you. And so you don't necessarily have to go to college to get a job. You pay the people who went to college and you get the money, and you get more money than they make for a year. Those are all my points.
Okay. Alan, argument?
Hold on, give me a second.
No, he whipped up the pencil and pen, man. He whipped up the pen and paper.
Just want to let you know, in the middle of both your guys' speeches, I got lost. And then I caught back on.
I know you did. I could tell when you caught back on, when you were like...
I was like, oh, yeah. All
right, starting... with this first point, Burger King foot lettuce. No, I'm just kidding. So basically meaning you can't start a business without having no money. How do you get the money? You have to start a loan. And obviously when we start a loan, I forgot where I was going with this. When you start a loan, basically you can't start up without losing money first. And obviously it's depending on your sacrifice. You'd always get a bigger pay out of your wallet. Bigger check out of your wallet if you go through education. If you think about it, huge businessmen such as Steve Jobs, who went to Reed College, Bill Gates went to Harvard. They put in a big sacrifice of their loan, but ended up with the greatest business on the planet. At the same time, mentioning that construction is a business. there are construction hire people that are hiring on construction under a company, which is and at the end of the day is a business. It's remodeling homes and stuff like that is real estate, which is a business. So in concluding everything, you, even though you do have to be street smart, you also need to understand the IRS and stuff like that, which is understanding what a government business. Oh, that's about it, honestly. Christian, you need a college degree. That's all. All right.
Okay, but do I have one more? Do I have one more chance?
Yeah,
okay. So going back to what Alan said about like losing money, like through loans and stuff like that. Most people who go into college oftentimes get student loans or even have to pay out of pocket and often don't pay off their student loans until their late 60s. Whereas with businessmen and with like successful business people, they often don't have to pay off their loans. They often don't pay off their loans until like their like 20s if they make it big. And then on top of that, also learning their – hold on, Alan.
What did you say? If they make it there.
If they make it there.
I was like, oh, Christian the murderer.
No. And also understanding business and stuff like that. Yeah, I agree that there should be some understanding of business, but at the same time, you don't need to go to college to understand business. That's, you know, there's certain parameters that you can, that's why Google exists for one. And that's why the IRS has their sheets available to everybody and their codes and everything available to everybody to be able to understand the ins and outs of all their policies and stuff like that. So that's my point.
All I thought was the meme. What major? Yeah, I'm a business major.
Dude, those guys.
They live in their life. That's what they're doing.
What are you in school for? Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I'm a business major. Entrepreneur. Okay. All right, Gilbert, give us.
All right. Here's my verdict. You guys both made really good arguments.
You guys are both wrong.
But
I win.
I just want to let you know that both of you guys got off topic multiple times.
That's why you got lost.
Yeah, because we're talking about if you need a degree to get a job.
That's why, and we both stuck to business degrees.
And yeah, you guys went into, so this is how you're supposed to start a business. That's literally what you guys did. Well, so
I brought lawyers.
Yeah, going, you literally going, started, going you sorry, talked, sorry, sorry, sorry. You sorry, had sorry, it in the beginning, then you went.
You just lost me.
Then you need to get all this credit and stuff for your business and all this stuff, and then you didn't even tie it to. You just said at the end, yeah, that's why you need a college degree.
I was gonna tie it in, but I just completely forgot what I was gonna talk
and
about.
And then Christian just followed you. Basically, he said, "Well, this is how you." Since you don't have a key, I don't even think you stated that you don't need a college degree in the beginning.
Anyway,
the footage, but I don't remember you saying.
We'll see.
I probably didn't. But can I also? Okay, I'd like to also mention.
Do you like that strategy?
I also would like to mention that Alan is like 4 years in like mock trial. And yep. Like he's like super good at debates, so I'm obviously like the lesser in like the debate, and like so like I get intimidated, so I follow the topic.
He said, "I'm gonna follow your footsteps, but I don't know if I'm wrong or not."
I swayed him. That's why I made my points in the beginning.
I know exactly what you were doing, Alan. I was like, "Damn, he's really." I was like, "I wonder if he follows Alan because he's gonna end up being wrong." But you sticked really good with it, but, and then you lost me again and went to the business thing again. Yeah. You're like, this is how you start your business with losing all your money and then putting it into your loan so you can start a business.
What?
I don't know.
It's okay. Your brain's okay.
I probably could have gave both good arguments on both sides if I really thought about it. Like for one, yeah. For Alan, I would have stated that to state that you for your degree you could get into better jobs and earn more money.
You get
You talked about being wealthy and how it's great for your graduation is great for that from a degree. And then you also talked about building a business.
Yeah, because if you think about it.
Business, like, building a business, building a business. We're all, and then well, Christian we have, was, don't need business for money.
Because if you think about it, what we define as a good job is good pay. So that's why we both went into the, like, the money aspect. And that I knew,
and the most profitable ones are like business.
I knew Christian knew like well enough about business, so that's why I brought that up.
Yeah, and
I didn't think we were gonna stray away that far.
Go back to Christian. You said that you don't need a business to make money, but you say that you work under somebody who basically has their own business, and they're making six figures.
So hold on. The whole thing about it, the whole thing about that whole thing, is that the guy I work for isn't like. Because you can do it privately, like.
Oh, so he's not six figures.
So it's business.
No, it's not a business.
It's a private business.
No, it's not a business. You know why?
No, it's a private company.
It's not a private company either. It's like, okay.
Oh, it's an under the table type of job.
That's what I'm hearing. Oh my gosh. No, what I'm saying is he bought the house. He's going to renovate the house and then he's going to sell the house, but he's not going to license it under construction companies or licenses or anything like that, because then you lose like money and licenses, and then you have to get like special inspectors, all this type of stuff, where you can just like hire an inspector, like a private inspector. You can hire like electricians, like from like another company. You don't have to have like special electricians who are like under your payroll. You also can pay by the day and not like by the hour. So it's a lot of like different things that like factor into it that like don't make it a business. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I like, okay, take it from me. I flipped a car like a few months ago. Okay. That doesn't make me a businessman. That just makes me a person who flipped a car. I'm sick and tired of this.
All right. Yeah. Even though Christian added a little, like 2 minutes more of his talking.
I know, but
what's still, your final verdict,
still,
my guy?
He still said,
final verdict, Gilbert. Final verdict.
Said, no,
it's fine.
No,
it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We know. Yeah, what, we know what he did.
You still said you flipped the car, but how would you obtain that money? Because you worked under a business.
I mean, if you think about it, the guy that's buying the house is for business.
Yep.
Bless you.
Question you mark? Don't have to.
I don't know if that was a copper sneeze.
You don't have to be under an actual business to be making money. Your thing, your wealth exactly. is from a business. It's a business, basically.
Your job is basically business, isn't it? If you think yep. about it. So it was pretty bad that we both brought up business in the first one.
Yep. I'm gonna have to give this one to Alan because he really confused Christian on this one.
My bad, G.
Because sure. Alan went, let's talk about grad. Let's about how you need your graduation.
Grad school, med school.
Let's talk about how you business. Get your degree.
So the topic is, can vampires get A's? And I give this one to Alan because
just like that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right.
Can I get the one that four vampires can get AIDS?
Can you wait? I'm going to flip a coin.
It's gonna be you anyways.
No, it's not. Never about me.
Lose your picks, right? So Gilbert, since you won, or since people, yeah. You got it.
Okay, we need to like make this one a little faster because I got work.
All right, GGs. All right, yeah, we're almost done, anyways, and we'll just talk about like what we've been up to, and that's a bit. We'll just be like,
ready? Gilbert, heads or tails?
Tails. It's tails.
It's heads. So, Alan, you're going to be, against, vampires.
Oh, I know, and that means you're four.
Yeah, I'm
that
four.
That means Gilbert is four, vampires getting AIDS.
I'm ready.
I thought you said.
No, I'm ready.
So, we're gonna go ahead and start this off with Gilbert.
Go ahead.
And, Gilbert, you now have the floor. Can vampires get AIDS?
Yes, they can get AIDS. You know why? Because they suck your blood. And how is AIDS, what is it, transmitted? Through blood, right? No, through wait.
You're scaring me right now.
You're losing me, man. You get
Hold on.
Losing
Let me I have time. I still have the floor?
Yes.
Okay.
Can the floor hurry up?
Preventing HIV is AIDS, right?
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That's your argument, my guy.
It's by infected blood. semen or vaginal secretion, meaning that you can get this from either your infected blood or from sexually, from having intercourse. There we go. Yeah. So if you really think about it, the vampires are sucking up the blood. And if you're getting the AIDS, it's going to be in your bloodstream no matter what. So when the vampire sucks your blood, the vampire is going to attract the blood with your infected. Your blood cells are infected at that point, meaning the vampire is now infected with AIDS. All right, that's it.
All right, Mr. Herrera, you have the floor. Or Mr. Herrera, may you have the floor?
Come on, come on. I swear, he looked up, can vampires get AIDS?
No. I looked up something else. Well, Gilbert, you make some good points. And honestly, I can't bring up any new points because anything that I say will basically against your points. Think about it, like, just directly. So let's start off with, what are the chances the HIV... Oh, before I get into that, AIDS is not a virus. It is a bacterium. So what it does is it doesn't collect into blood cells. It's two different things, Gilbert. Biology 10.
I didn't say it was a virus.
I don't care.
Mr. Lopez, Mr. Head, I had it before.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that bacterium don't transfer through blood as easily as a virus. As shown, when you're a blood donor, what are the chances that someone with AIDS can give you AIDS? Which is about 2% of the adult American population.
That's the kind of milk I like.
Saying that, there's a 2% chance that a vampire can get AIDS. But of course, yes, be hitting the right spot at the right time. That was good, huh? Of course, if you have AIDS, most likely, the bacterium starts at your genitalia. So that means that a vampire would have to suck blood from almost directly from your genitalia. First of all, that seems painful for a man. And that just proves more that vampires just wouldn't want to in the first place. Like, they're there for your neck, not your head. Christian didn't. Oh, I heard it. There it is.
So did I.
Hold on, I'm not done.
I won already, so.
I'm not done. So saying that, with the 2% chance, the 2% chance coming from the genitalia, just think about that. A vampire wouldn't even want it. First of all, a vampire just attacks you suddenly. He's not going to be like, you know, it's just too awkward. Too awkward of a stance to do. He's not going to bite through you, too. Like, his teeth aren't that strong, bro. So that's why vampires just don't want to get AIDS. Shouldn't have AIDS. Nonetheless, can't even get AIDS. Unless they choose the right person. At the right time. At the right spot. Gilbert.
Mr. Lopez, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Can I argue now?
Yeah, you are against my point.
Okay, so basically, I already won this debate because the question was, can vampires get AIDS? He stated that there's a 2% chance, meaning they can get the AIDS. They can. So I won the debate. They can get it. See, they already stated that he can. 2% is enough to realize that they can still get it.
Oh, damn, buckaroo.
Mr. Lopez, I'm going to have to ask you not to claim victory early.
Okay, Mr. Trump.
He basically secured a win for me and my people. He secured a win for me and my groups of officials.
So, Mr. Herrera.
If you want to say...
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Gilbert, you must have misheard me, boy. Because you are damn out of your... you're out of your damn mind.
You out of your goddamn mind.
Same difference.
You're wrong again. But,
basically saying that when someone with AIDS gets 2% chance. Think about that. That's almost zero, bro.
It's still a possibility.
Wait, shut the fuck up. I'm speaking.
Mr. Lopez, Mr. Herrera has the floor.
Think about it. 98%. That's an A. That's an A plus, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
98%. That's almost clear water. 2% fat milk. You don't even taste the fat. You know why? Because it's so slim. It's almost impossible. We can even say that it's not even there. So what does that make it to? 98%. 2% is not that much. Meaning it's almost impossible. Okay. It's impossible. Shut the fuck up. It's impossible.
No.
2% means impossible.
It is not impossible.
Impossible.
It is not impossible.
Okay. Give me 2% of the ocean right now.
You.
Give me 2% of the ocean right now.
That's a lot of the ocean if you really think about it.
That's not that much. You know why? Because it's impossible.
No, you have to think about it.
Vampires can't get AIDS because it's impossible. 2% is impossible.
Let's go back to
winning. It's like winning a city of a state. It's like winning. It's like winning. San Bernardino.
It's like South getting a championship title.
Impossible.
Back to the milk. Let's go back to the milk. You said milk. 2% fat milk. That means there is 2% fat in that milk.
No. That's not what it means at all.
No. What it means at all. Slim to none. You state that it's.
It's impossible. No, there's none there. There's none there. There's none there.
It's still there.
No, it's not there.
No, but it's still there.
I'd like both parties to treat to please be quiet.
2%. It's still there.
Both parties, please be quiet.
No, he's wrong. He's too quiet now.
I listen to both of your points.
It's impossible. 2% is impossible.
It's still a possibility.
It's a bacteria.
Yeah, I stated that in the beginning.
No, you said it was a virus.
No, I said it's an infection.
It was a virus. It's not a virus. You said you can bite it and automatically get it. That's wrong.
I literally just said that's wrong.
Well, I said that's wrong, so.
Well, you.
I know I'm right.
Okay, just because you're wrong doesn't mean you're right.
Quiet. It's already finished. It's done. It's done.
There's a possibility.
Gilbert, shut. You didn't even know. You didn't even know about 2% before.
Shut your mouths, both of you.
Okay.
It's 2% in one in every 10,000 people, by the way. So
2% is still 2%.
Wait. Before we move on, listen to the multiplication here. I'll whip out my calculator and everything. 2% in every 20,000 people, right? So it's 0.02. Times 20,000 people. That's 400. All right. What is the total population of the United States?
7 billion. I don't know. In the United
States? Look it up.
No.
Why not?
I'm looking at something else.
Christian, can you please look up the total population of the United States?
It's about 380 million.
That's like the size of California right now, my guy. Come on.
No, it's not. 389 million?
Oh, yeah, you're we'll just say 330. So 400.
328 million. I was right.
Look at that percentage, Gilbert.
I didn't even see what you did.
That's your fault. Maybe you should pay attention. You know, moderator? You should get people that pay attention a lot more, since my argument makes sense and my opposing counsel doesn't even know what 2% is.
Just stating, there are still numbers on his calculator, and 2% is still a slim chance. There is still a possibility.
Your Honor, I guess this guy didn't listen to me because I just made the point.
It's slim to none. That's basically what he said. Slim to none meaning impossible, but still.
Yeah, you said
slim.
It. No, that's it. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor. Okay. I'll shut up too. It's fine.
So So, like, okay. Okay. So, Gilbert, unmute, please. So, the question here, and I will read it off exactly how
I'm still arguing.
The question was, can vampires get AIDS? Now.
Impossible.
Slim chance. No.
Going to strangle you both. I'm gonna choke slam you both.
I'm for fighting my neck, bitch boy. I'm kidding.
Love you.
Alright.
Continue.
Yeah. Although Alan did make some good points as to how it is near impossible.
No, I said it is impossible. It is impossible. Oh, you saw the percentage. It's impossible.
No, he heard. He heard you. Shut up.
So,
you heard me. Shut up.
But you did make some good points about how you said it wasn't possible for vampires to get AIDS. You mentioned that there's a 2% chance, and never mentioned anything about like vampire being like technically an undead or anything about how it could possibly enter your bloodstream. You just went on to the 2% chance that somebody could get AIDS, and you never said that vampires could not get AIDS. You said that there was a chance, but you said that it was a chance.
I said it was impossible.
Sir, your argument is done. Your argument is done.
You said that there was a 2% chance. You said that there was a 2% chance that a person could get AIDS. But you never applied it to vampires, or that vampires would be a different statistic, or even anything other than that.
Thank you for making my point, Your Honor.
For that, Mr. Lopez does.
But you understood, so that's my point.
No.
You literally understood what I was trying to say. Is it really my fault?
I critiqued your argument as to what you could have done to make your argument valid.
The main word in your 2% chance was chance.
No, I said impossible after that.
No, you said 2% exactly, which makes
that's
your
the same thing as makes, me going impossible.
It makes your statement unclear.
But I think saying impossible about 30 times made it clear.
After saying 2% and still saying 2% chance?
Well, you said 2%, so. I don't know.
Yeah, you said it. You said 2%.
But you said 2%.
Because you did.
No, you said it, though. Christian's losing it.
I already got the win, so.
I know. I don't. I was just trying to keep it going. It's impossible, still.
I won.
He know what I meant when I said you're impossible. He knew what I meant.
I critiqued your argument as it could have been better.
See, Gilbert, he knew what I meant, though, right? Impossible meaning, a vampire can't get it because he did.
You still said 2%.
But I said he undead.
But you never said he was dead or undead.
I said dead.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to look back in the clips.
Your argument, bro.
I said it back in the clips. You'll see it right now.
No, you're gonna go to what you said right now.
I don't know, footage is unavailable.
It's gonna be dead.
So therefore, vampires are dead. And so
that's it.
Vampires are dead.
But yeah, that's the thing.
All right, we finished our debates at 1:05 a.m.
I have work.
All right, sorry, GG's.
I have work in 5 hours.
Day, huh? You have half day tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing it
tomorrow? No.
Alan, you
play Cold War right now.
I know, that's why. Let's see. Let's hop on an Apex tomorrow or something.
Play Cold War tomorrow.
If I'm home, yeah.
Stay.
Yeah.
Play Cold War right now. No. Or I'm going to watch the podcast. You guys want to watch? Alan, you want to watch the podcast?
Yeah. Well, sorry, you're going to sleep, huh? Yeah, I'll watch it. Is Sam and Jesse going to watch?
Yeah, I think they're on right now. So. Okay. I'll go ahead and call them.
Hey, but yeah,
thank you guys so much for listening to the AMP podcast.
And then Gilbert,
you 1 in 7 people can contract AIDS.
Contract AIDS. Can get transmitted AIDS through blood is 1 through 20,000 people.
That means that 1 through 7 people are having intercourse, bro.
Premarital hugging.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for watching. It is 1:05. It is 1:06 a.m. I am
1:05.3 a.m.
It is 1:06
and the bird.
And
can we finish off with that
tired.
With another skit?
No. Yeah. I am very tired. I have work in 5 hours, everybody. And I am so sad.
Why'd you lick it up like that?
Your Honor, wasn't Gilbert the one who texted us asking us to do a podcast?
Exactly, but we decided we waited on Alan for a little too long, and so
we would have ended at this.
Alan made a Lego. Alan did Legos.
I got Han Solo. I got the.
I am tired. I'm gonna go.
That's sick.
I'm gonna sleep. And I hope you guys sleep and enjoy your day or whatever you're doing right now. And since you are not, you're probably watching Alan at this moment, but I am ending this podcast. Ready?
You don't have the controls. So
thank you for watching this AMP podcast.
Wonky slash.
The name of this podcast might change soon because we are currently rebranding. We will be soon having a new logo and... please look out for our new logo and our new name change. Thank you, and thank you for watching the AMB podcast. Goodbye. Just
that. Good night, y'all.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.